Hello, this is your friendly neighbourhood GM, Mark from Chimpions. Just a quickie before we start the episode. The team and myself would like to say a big thank you to Douglas Blythe for his generous donation to the show via PayPal. If you'd like to join Douglas in supporting the show, you can leave us a PayPal donation or even become a patron via the webpage. And if you have long pockets and short arms, you could leave us an iTunes review or just tell your friends to give us a listen. Or even better than that, you could do both. And without further ado, on with the show. Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers, I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott as Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark. Anyway, enough pre-waffle. On with the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Go. So, when I said join me on 4, you said 5, Scott.
That's because I've had like 4 beers whilst waiting to start.
Ah, oh, man. Well, anyway, fuck it. That's it. We're done. Night. See you next week. So, welcome to Chimpions again.
Hey! Hello, everyone.
This will be a short episode because it's taken us 45 minutes to count ourselves in. So, yeah, before we'll do a quick recap, but before that, I just wanted to get everyone's honest reaction on something. So, on Twitter, I've been corresponding with a gentleman called Scott, or I can't remember if it's B or P, and I should have looked it up, who's the DM on a different podcast called The Aftermen, which is definitely worth a quick listen if you like the superhero type thing. But he's done us some fan art. I can't believe it. We've got fan art. It's like, woohoo. So, Scott's seen it, but I've just put it into Roll 20. So if Matt and Paul would like to sign into Roll 20 and have a quick look, I just like your honest reactions to our first piece of fan art.
Well, I have to say, that is fantastic.
I am very impressed.
Thank you, Scott.
I'm very impressed that anyone would spend 2 seconds drawing anything from our podcast. Yeah, and I've already thanked Scott on Twitter as well. I'm absolutely gobsmacked that anyone would do that. But
somebody's listened, digested what's gone off, and taken time to draw it. So that's amazing.
That's brilliant. And my only issue is that the greetings from Atlanta sign is intact. I think the Stormtrooper robot would have totaled it. With his death ray, but apart from that, yeah, fantastic.
It's like a little paperweight, a little snow dome scene, isn't it?
Well, that's what it was, wasn't it? If you cash your mind back, he was in a
force field with ice with a bin on his head.
Yeah, that's right.
I think Scott's paying more attention than we are. So,
yeah,
well done.
So yeah,
we're gonna get that made.
I'll ask him via Twitter. But as long as he's okay with it, I'll stuff that on the website for anyone who wants to have a look. And
very nice.
As I say, gobsmacked, can't believe anyone took the time and effort to do that.
If you feel like doing character portraits, Scott, that'd be fantastic.
I'm not sure you guys have given anyone much to work on, to be honest. We know Stratus is blue, and that's about it. And that Shockwaves likes a snowball.
And a hobnob.
Yeah. There's a sprinkle on top.
Snow knob.
Anyway, swiftly moving on. So yeah, last episode was... So the recap might be a bit bitty because the episode itself was a bit bitty. You were on the tail of Montoro and you had already split up. Stratus followed Montoro's car to the bank. And Montoro telepathically contacted you before you arrived. Confessed basically to what you already knew, that he was Montoro, that he had supplied the bulk, if not all, of these trucks. But he also said that he'd been led to believe that this was just to bring Echo down and hadn't understood the full scope of it, and was effectively running not only from Echo, but from his previous employers, who he said his contact had been an English gentleman called Wilbur Smythe, that you had seen as part of the arms deal, and dangled a carrot of a bit of extra information in front of you if you let him go. But Stratus, you were having none of that.
Absolutely.
When his car tried to, after he'd entered the bank and his car tried to pull into the traffic, you tried to total it to try and presumably stop him having a getaway vehicle. But that wasn't successful, and the driver panicked, pulled into the traffic, and you left it. And after a bit of to-ing and fro-ing, Montoro came back out. You sent your ice elemental, for want of a better word, to go and apprehend him. And he scoffed at you in your head, and then you watched his mental illusion dissolve in front of you and realised you'd been had.
Slimy.
Meanwhile,
git.
Bullet and Stratus... It's Bullet and Shockwave, sorry. God, I will not try and not get your names mixed up too often. Shockwave sat in the van waiting for Bullet while he scoped out Michael Lawrence's house. And Bullet teleported into a room that he'd seen the doors had been secured with like security locks. And shortly after he arrived in there, a large metal wolf burst through the door in the same style as the Nazi armour.
Having evaded the ever alert and watchful Shockwave.
Yeah, Shockwave was... He was rocking out to, I don't know, Billy Ray Cyrus or something on the radio. So, yeah, fearing I like to think for Margarita's safety, teleported to where he knew she was, and then teleported her out of the building into the van, and you sort of fled the scene, leaving the wolf behind, which is said at the time, the wolf is fast, but it's not as fast as a moving vehicle. You went and reported all this back to the acting head of Echo Ops 1, Ramona Ferrari, whose name I'd forgotten for a second there. And after reporting it, she sent Maria off to be interviewed just to see if she had any useful information. And once she was out of the room, she sort of opened up to you guys and said she was looking for people who could be discreet and she could rely on if she needed the rules bending, not breaking. And you guys all signed up for that, at least verbally. And then after a day or so, you got to join the great throng of operatives being sent out to try and encourage people who'd either manifested powers and people were aware of them during the event, or people who'd been previously declined from Echo for some reason or another, and you were sent to follow up on a woman who claimed to be a geomancer. And as we've said before, you know, magic isn't really believed in here, and certainly most of you don't believe in magic. Possibly Shockwave does with his chi and that sort of thing. So you went to see her. She was... Sorry, on a report, I think it said she had various anxiety issues. And when you went to see her in her home, that was quickly and readily apparent. In her body language, she became quickly flustered and anxious and sweaty. All those sort of symptoms you'd expect with someone who was under a lot of stress. When you weren't putting her under a lot of stress, but you were all very sympathetic to her. And someone, I can't remember who, suggested that maybe she could help out in a way that didn't involve her leaving her home. As she'd said, one of her anxieties was sort of agoraphobia, effectively. Which she warned to, and Stratus, you left her ephemera's contact details in the hope that Ephemera may be able to help her in some way or another. And she thanked you, and you left, and she resecured her yeah. her apartment with numerous locks and bolts. So that's where we left it. So as you're leaving the apartment, so she lives, it's a large older building she lives in, broken down into large apartments. And as you're leaving, you get ping over your radio, Stratus.
Ooh.
Now this is Stratus, this is Echo Control. Are you still with Miss Victrix, or
we've just left her.
Ah, so you're still in the area?
Yes.
Ah, that's brilliant. We've had a call from LA.
LAPD. LA. LA. We're fucking.
Hello.
We're in Atlanta.
We had a call from Atlanta PD. There's a large disturbance, and it's relatively close to you. It's only about 4 or 5 blocks away. They've been asking for our support.
Oh, okay.
Would you be able to attend?
Yes. Have you got a rundown of what's happening?
All we have is a large disturbance.
I take it.
Although unconfirmed, it appears to be the biker gang known as the Rams.
I'll deal with them. Let's get to the van.
Okay. Any signs of meta activity?
None that have been reported.
Okay.
Alright, let's go and show some bikers how to behave.
Thank you, Stratus.
Oh yes, bye.
Ta-ra.
Right, let's go show some bikers how to behave.
Wankers, I hate them.
You've just alienated 50% of our listenership.
No, my character is. It's fantasy world.
Actually, yeah, of course it's completely in character. How long did you ride a bike for? All the way to Berlin and back several times?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Come on. Let's get to the van.
So yeah, you pile into the van. So there's only the four of you at the moment, you three and Bastian. Yep. You haven't got Ephemera with you, but she's not really part of your team anyway. And you follow the directions that have been pinged to your nav.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I particularly need anyone to roll anything for just driving through normal traffic unless anyone's doing anything really silly.
Well, we've got Takeshi, a.k.a. Shockwave, driving us there, so you probably need to do some rolls.
Combat driving.
I can see the whole map, Mark. Is that intentional?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's only really the outside street bits you need to worry about. The rest is...
Okay.
Just for convenience. So yeah, as you approach, you notice there's a drop in the number of people on the streets as you get closer. And as you're approaching, you see a gang of people outside what appears to be a convenience store. And yeah, I mean, you've only met the Rebs once, and so you don't really quite know their MO, but this is it. You see maybe half a dozen, maybe a couple more guys outside the store, white jeans, some in jackets, some in just, you know, leather waistcoats, the Rebs logo across the back, the large stag with the antlers across the shoulders, and the Confederate flag, you know, sort of as the background.
Where's the bikes?
The bikes are on... I haven't put them on the map, I do apologise, but we don't need them. The bikes are across the road from where they are, all just
square
parked
bit.
Up. Not that I don't know what you're going to do. They'll never learn, will they? Always park them in a line.
Where's the police? Is there any police there? I thought they wanted out.
Yeah, instead of them going in, they want us to go in.
All right, okay.
Are you just heading straight there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just want to give you an opportunity if you want to do anything fancy, you know. So,
they're outside a convenience store, is that right?
Yes, they are, yeah.
Is the entrance down where it says loading only on the map?
Yeah, this
is that. Just trying to determine where the entrance is.
The entrance is here, at the top of these steps. You could have just ignored the contents of the building.